All right, we're welcoming Tom back with a highly anticipated and very competitive round of Fact or Bullcrap. This, of course, is a battle to the death. I make 10 statements. The gentlemen decide whether I'm telling the truth or if I'm lying, and they state fact or bullcrap. Winner gets a Frisbee. The other one gets mauled by lions.
You're going to do a couple of birthday girls today as the subject couple of fact or bullcrap, huh?
Yes.
I won last week. I dispatched some hapless listener or something.
We had Zach sit in for him.
Yeah.
Hapless listener.
I beat a man half my age.
Well, he's a youngster, yeah. He did, okay.
But he repped well.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, he did very well. All right, I'm expecting Chris to win this one.
The topics last week, by the way, were black and white movies and 45 RPM records.
So sure. Zach had no clue about any of it. Okay.
Today's subject, Jessica Simpson, Sofia Vergara.
All right,
let's start with Jessica Simpson, shall we? Jessica Simpson's new husband, Eric Johnson, is a former NHL hockey player. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that is fact.
That is fact.
It is bullcrap. He's a former football player.
Yeah, I knew the name from somewhere.
He played tight end for the 49ers and the Saints from 2001 to 2007. Huh, sports question. Jessica has two kids from her previous marriage to Nick Lachey. Fact or bullcrap?
They have two?
I believe they have one, not two. I think this is bullcrap.
I'll agree, bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. She does indeed have two children, a two-year-old daughter named Maxwell and a one-year-old son named Ace, but Johnson is the dad, not Lachey. Jessica Simpson dropped out of high school. Fact or bullcrap?
It's not all that uncommon once the entertainment career goes, and they get their GEDs later on.
Now, I think she graduated from high school. I'm going to say that, of course, we've had two bullcraps in a row. Will we have three in a row? I will go against my better judgment, and I will say this is a fact.
I think this is fact also.
It is a fact. She dropped out of school to pursue her music career, but eventually got her GED. All right, getting back to her most famous role, Daisy Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard remake was Jessica's first movie role ever. Fact or bullcrap?
No, I don't think that's right. I think that's bullcrap.
I do. I think that's bullcrap as well.
It is fact.
Really?
Came out in 2005. After that, she did four more movies, but hasn't been in one since 2008.
And introducing someone who looks really good in tight cutoff jeans.
Yes, and not me. The last statement for Jessica Simpson. Jessica once admitted that she doesn't brush her teeth every day. Fact or bullcrap?
I think people who are in the movies have to be obsessive about brushing their teeth. This is bullcrap.
This sounds weird enough to be true. I will try to break the tie here, and I will say this is fact.
It is fact. She told Ellen DeGeneres that she flosses and uses mouthwash every day, but only brushes three times a week. And the desire to have anything to do with Jessica is now gone. All right, let's move on to Sofia Vergara, shall we?
Right. Tom leads 3-2. Ooh,
right.
So upgrade.
Okay, here we go. Sofia Vergara has already earned more than any other actor from Mexico. Fact or bullcrap? Sofia Vergara has already earned more than any other actor from Mexico.
Oh, this has got to be bullcrap.
Fact.
It's bullcrap. She's not Mexican.
Trick question.
She's Colombian, and her friend Shakira are from the same hometown.
Wow.
How about that? We need to visit that town in Colombia.
Yeah.
What's in the water here?
Before she met her Modern Family co-star Ed O'Neill, she admits she had never heard of Al Bundy or Married with Children. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
Yeah, that sounds right. Fact.
It's bullcrap. As a matter of fact, she was a fan because she watched Married with Children when she was a kid, dubbed in Spanish.
How does that translate in Colombia?
I don't know.
Closer to reality?
Maybe. She's involved with cancer charities because she had cancer. Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say this is bullcrap.
Fact.
Well, it's fact. When she was 28 years old, she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer and had to have her thyroid removed, but she has made a full recovery. All right, what's the score?
Four to three.
Two more statements left. She does not actually have an accent. She spent years training herself not to have one, and she just puts it on for her character Gloria on Modern Family. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's true. That's fact.
Yeah, it's so pronounced, it's got to be true. Fact.
It's bullcrap. It is her real accent, although she admits that she exaggerates it a little for the program. All right, last statement. Here we go. Her full name is Sofia Margarita Vergara Vergara. Yes, that's two Vergaras. Fact or bullcrap? Sofia Margarita Vergara Vergara.
I'll say that that's fact.
For the tie, bullcrap.
It's fact.
Yes!
Her mother's name is Margarita Vergara Davila de Vergara, and her father is Julio Enrique Vergara Robayo. Put them all together, and you've just got
double Vergara.
That sounds like a dish at a Spanish restaurant, doesn't it? I'll have the Vergara Vergara, please.
You got a double V's, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
All right, there it is. Who was the big winner, my friend?
That would be me.
All right, Mr. Tom, the big winner for today, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Please remain seated until the show comes to a complete and total, well, you know, screeching halt.
A couple of very big birthdays today we should get out of the way. Happy birthday, former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and happy birthday to convicted felon O.J. Simpson.
Ooh, all right, all right.
Who, even after all these years, you say his name and people are like, It's a very big day today. It's National Intern Appreciation Day. Whatever you do, you don't tell Bill Clinton about today. Time to do some appreciating. And so you know what else it is today? It's National Sugar Cookie Day. The entire month of July is National Ice Cream Month. You're welcome, diabetes. Or as Wilfred Brimley calls it, Jeff.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.